Okay, then we spoke.
I moved over. I mean, they're not my wish. Then why is
it? Somewhere. You know, you can't wait so long.
Yeah. What can you do to avoid joining in the Zimmer? So the first thing we said, a simple answer is not to have any bread. That's it's number one. If someone has no bread at all, there's no problem. Then, yeah, that's quite simple. There's no chiyuv of zuman, there's no bread. And therefore, in that case there's no shadow whatsoever. So he goes to the chasta, for example, he wants to leave early, but he knows that he's going to have a problem with zuman, so he decides, I'm not having washing, I'm not having the bread, I'm just going to eat everything else, but I'm not having the bread. That was condition number one. What? Cake is not chiyuv of zuman. That's not a chiyuv. You can answer, you can star up to I'm choosing that bread. But you're not chiyuv to stay there. Sorry, Moshi.
Why didn't you finish
the first? Why
didn't you finish
the first? Because he has a washing machine. You can't bet you have a washing machine. Yeah? So that was condition number option number one is you have no bread. Option number two, we said, was can't find my notes here, number one. Oh, that was good, yeah. Someone another option is to eat the first kazayas, not with everyone else. So option we said that a solution would be there, unless someone eats at home. He washes at home, has a kazayas of bread, has a mind to eat at the chasna. Very good. Love dafka at eating at home, I said yesterday. Who I didn't, you could take the bread. Now, if no one's else at the table, no one else is with you, then you can eat there. But it's only if you go to a side room, for example, have your kazayas of bread there. You're not going to start with everyone else there. And then come back and eat, and you know you're going to bench one else finishes.
The table is good, if there's off-table people there.
That's what you say, so I'm not sure it's a good shayla, because that could be the one with starah. When you go to a chasna, everyone's with starah, so it could be worse that case. You have a kasha kain. Well, I'm on your table, you're on table number one, top table. And there, you're the first one there. So you come and sit down, you wash, I see no one else has started. But are there other tables, table 3, 4, and 5, there are other people eating there? Is that calling together? I'm not sure about this case, because at the chasna, we say that everyone's joined together. So it could be table 3, 4, and 5, might make it a serve together with you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, I don't know, it could be, I don't know.
I think this case can also be when people eat in the hotel or kosher place, about usually Friday night. Everyone
is together. I have not had the schuss to be at a hotel. On Friday night. You have to tell them what goes on there.
It's not a joint.
So each one's eating themselves.
Yeah.
No.
Right, that's different. Moishi, you also have to tell Tarkas here, Moishi. You also have me. We're in the same boat, Moishi. Yeah, but you're not eating together. You've got no shakas to put. Even when you go to a restaurant, for example, you've got different tables there.
I thought that for Friday night, everyone is given the same time to dance.
Ah, you could be right. I don't know what happened. Yes. It makes sense what you're saying.
A lot of the same meals together also.
They do or they don't?
They do.
Because you get them together at the same table.
If
you have different tables,
everyone
starts.
But your table, you're not shooting the one on the next table. You've got no shakas in, really. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. It's a good question. That's number two. So number two is that you are makbid not to have pas together with everyone else. You start somewhere else, and you have your first kazayas of pas. Number two. Number three is that we said the chiddush yesterday from Moshe and others that if you have in mind when you wash your hands and say shadayim that you don't want to start whatever it is, a mitzvah, chasna, whatever it is, you have in mind. Now this is not glap. What?
There's no mavsa'ay in there.
Oh, first of all, does anyone know you have bread? I mean, on the table, they see you have bread.
Yeah,
but
you start
before
somewhere else.
Yeah, but they came to the same time as everyone else. Of course, it's Maasa Ayana, because that's halacha. I don't know if it's Maasa Ayana is doing nothing wrong. My mommy says they have to find out halacha. I'm not sure. So that is another condition that a person can have a Tanai. Yeah, that was condition number three we said yesterday. So a person's not made, he's going to a simcha, he knows he has to leave early. What he should do is, he should make a tanai, which is this time. It's not glat, so if the other two options are better. Yeah? That's number three. Number four is where we're up to now. If he didn't make a tanai, and he has to go, the maisa, he's not done condition one, two, three, he's not done any of them. And he's at the simcha, and he has to go. So this is the Chiddush now from the Mishnah Berurah, I think it is over here. What?
Make him a zuman. Make them a Zoomer.
Yeah, that's what comes to that. That's, first of all, you could do that. When it comes to that, you say make them a Zoomer now. But first of all, I don't know if you've gained so much that, because really you've got a Chiyuv of 10. When you're eating at a table with all people, there's a Chiyuv of Zoomer of 10.
And there's a
Chiyuv of Oh, so it comes to that, yes. If I've actually got another problem.
How do you get around that?
So let's see how you get around this. Isn't that interesting how you get around this? So, this is a Chiddush over here from the Poskim. Mr. Ruin, Simon Race, of Cotton Hay. It's not also not Plat. It's
Simon Race, of Cotton
Hay. The Mr. Brewer says. What, Moshi? I've got one, Shkoy. Thank you, Moshi Shkoy. And Mr. Brewer Race, of Cotton Hay. A Bach Choyle Kalze. And the Bach says, Ein Chir Zimun Chol Achi Yigmu Rukol Ashtesh Tudosa. The Bach is a das special. Shitter, he holds the chiyuv of zimun comes at the end when you finish eating. Das habach, the chiyuv of zimun chal achim rukol ashleisha sudosam when they're all finished together. Al kain kodesh gomer hashtayim before the other two are finished. Rishai ha'echad of rov ne'asra. That's it. So he can go out himself. He tikam mogen avrom le'achad. Mogen avrom brings this bach, this shitter. Abel kol ha'achroinim chalkim arav. All the achroinim disagree with this pshat. They say it's not totally on finishing off. It's not the criteria of finishing off. But datum kashulchan arav the mekimish yischiri lecha v'yachav. They hold that once you start eating together, that already is a problem, and therefore it doesn't help. However, to be sure that is imoyer dovon nochus mo'oid. If someone's mum is stuck and he has to go urgent, he has to go out. Then it's the hestun mom, and he says it could be a loss of money. Someone's got, he's got a business deal, he has to go out, he can't wait so long. I don't know, some loss of money, he knows he goes to sleep too late tonight, he's going to miss his plane tomorrow, it's going to cause him a problem. If that is the story, it's mommy's stuck, then actually yes, the hot hill to make bench if you don't finish for everyone else.
Without him.
I don't know why, because only late he speaks out of Zoom. I don't know why they don't say that here. The next eight, sir. Ah, there's no, actually, Rens over here. So he says, what you should do is, this is going to come to Rosh Hashanah. That's an interesting halacha. I always wonder about this. Because sometimes you go to a chasna, and someone says, well, I have to go early. Can you make a mezuzah? So I used to say, I don't want to make a mezuzah with you, because I lose out my 10. You with me? If I make a mezuzah with him, we're all sitting at the table together. It's 10 hours.
If it's got 10 there, then you're happy.
But I want to hear a Shabbos then. I want to be part of the Shabbos. So I don't want to lose my 10 now. What? You mean I can make 10 now? I'm not going to have 10 people benching now, normally. As long as one person wants to bench.
Okay, if you can one person make the okay if he benches himself?
If there are 10 there? Yeah.
Who prevents you?
I'm not sure.
Who means that you cannot bench?
The risk is.
You answer Bezimun. What does it prevent you from a Sheva Batot?
I said, well, can you make a Mezuman again? Can you answer the Mezuman again with a Lekenu?
To answer, who bet?
With a Lekenu?
This can answer.
What?
This can answer.
Probably
you can't answer good Zimun.
Oh, well, 1 minute. So I must say, it's an issue. I always wonder about this. That was what's wrong. But Meister, now I find out with the Rebbeinu here, that the Meister is wrong, I said. If a person, it says clearly, the Meister, if a person is at such a matzu, to the moshel, at a table of us, and one person says he wants to bench early, so I say, okay, two of us will join you, we'll make him a zumba together. If afterwards I have some more, eat some more, then I can join the mazumba later. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? If I eat some more after that zimun, that first zimun, I'm allowed to.
Another try. Is it water?
Water's no good. Like, you can't be starved with water. But you have to have some food. Either food is definitely better. Not a drink. Some drink, a Coca Cola, something like that is all right.
Because
water's
you only good. Answer,
what?
You don't need the new bracha.
No, you don't lose your bracha by answering the zimun. No, you haven't lost your amoitz and everything by the zimun. You're carrying eating like normal.
If I answer that in the first place, you might have to have yourself in zimun. You don't eat any more. You've had your zimun.
Yeah, then you've got a problem.
Oh,
you shouldn't do it, then. Pashanag, you're losing out your 10. You've got a heap of 10.
Yeah,
but you should answer him, shouldn't
he's
no,
wrong.
Hold up.
He's wrong.
If you're not going to eat anything else afterwards.
Yeah.
No, I think it's wrong.
But you're doing something afterwards.
They might have
packed himself in his own.
You haven't.
Why not?
No, but you're not going to machai myself again. That's not a problem. I'm not going to lose it. I'm going to machai myself again.
What have you had to do to
answer? Nothing either. I don't involve me helping someone. If I'm not going to lose out.
But if there are 10 people who are going to have Zimun anyway, even without me, Then what's the issue of me answering?
Because my friend, it's a good question, my friend, but you've got a heed yourself of 10. When you start eating with 10 people, yeah, you have a heed to result with 10 people. You can't get out of it, you have a heel. You've got to say, like,
how do you get the 10 people from the
room? You sit together, Moshe. You sit together, eat together, you've got a heel.
I'm thinking, well, who said there's 10 people start the first time together?
Oh, that's you have to know. The question, no, it's just the whole person. Everyone enjoys together.
Yeah, I'm also
in different times. Oh, that's no. So, I mean, I said, when I say, oh, you're going to finish together, you're going to have something passionate, which will make you higher.
Finish, yeah, but I'm not finishing. I'm leaving now.
You're also leaving now.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah. Who are you, the one person or the other one?
One person.
So one person, so I'm saying, the chachilah, it really, starting with something is really enough. If you started, you've got the problem. If you didn't start, you haven't got the problem, you're right.
You don't know that you started with 10. You're not saying, come,
that's hard to
learn. Guaranteed
that you started with 10. Okay, you have to learn. Yeah, I don't know. Right, that was another eater. And then, if his mum is stuck, so this is interesting, actually. So you don't ask about Shemba. Why is Shemba over here? It's a big problem. What do you do about Shemba? When you start together, am I see you chayav to hear Shemba's? So this is the possible say a chiddush over here. First of all, some people say, this is the pashas, not the pashas, you chayav to hear Shemba's. So it's a problem to leave early, really. If your mum is stuck, you have to go out. What the possible say is, if your mum is stuck, what we do is we rely on a few kudas. Kudah number one is that maybe Shemba's is only chayav on 10 people. There has to be a shemrochus in this hall, but maybe not every single person is chayav shemrochus. It's a chiddush, it's not a pashtus. But for this, if someone's mum is stuck, he has to go home. I mean, I was once a chassan and a mosher someone. Someone said he got a phone call, he was next to me, he got a phone call, he said the babysitter says she can't cope anymore, his mum, she's stuck. He has to go home, he's got no choice. He has to go home, the babysitter needs to go home. What?
If
some
people there,
that's but once you're joining them pashtus, everyone's chayav. Pashtus, once you're there, everyone's chayav. That's the pashtus. You can't go out. The pashtus is that once you're there with those people, everyone is mechuyav mishabrochus. That's the pashtus. It's a chiddush now. So some pashtus say, well, you're not chayav because it's a din tzibur. As long as 10 people say shabrochus, that's good enough. It's not a pashtus. And others say even more of a chiddush, that the chiyuv of shabrochus only comes after benching. Because man, you haven't benched, there's no chiv of what you call it. So it's not posh. It's zicha, not ideal. The best eights is definitely is, eights number one is definitely the best. I'm saying, not to have bread, I don't know if it's a practical eights that always, but then Moshe, the eights of not starting with everyone and finishing early is definitely the best eights. The next one there is to have das, not to starve. Have das, not to eat starve. Someone asked yesterday, which is true, someone has das, not to eat starve, and in the middle of the meal, he's enjoying himself, he likes it, he wants to stay till the end now. So if he decides now to eat more bread or whatever it is with das to say, then he can even starve himself. Now he can join. Yeah? That's the halachas of if someone's mum is stuck, he has to go out.
He has to go out to the room.
But when you start, if you're eating outside, you have to start outside, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying to bench by yourself, it seems not so posh this actually. The motion not to make a mazumah at all, it's not so posh. So it's definitely better to get three people with you. I mean, often people don't want to join in. They don't want to join. But I don't know. The mice is better. It's definitely to make a Muslim. Okay, now come back to here. It's not like interesting a lot of this, just by the way. And that is, what happens if three... This is an interesting halacha, this, actually. If three people ate together bread. Start with bread. And then, one of them looks at his watch. He says, oh, I better get going. He starts benching. The men are benching. He realizes I'm not in Muslim. Forgot to make a Muslim. It's better to say, what happened to you? You forgot to make a mezuman. So what does he do? What? He what? Interesting this actually. So the halacha is ideally, the chayotim says, is that you should wait for that person to finish till Ali Chasrinu, till their end of benching, and then he can start for Zimon. Now the Maisa, he's wrong what he's done. He's not Yotze Zimon. He's already benched. Yeah, but he can still join with the other two. Yes, into
why should I
but he's got, he had a chiv to move Zimun. First of all, my friend, I must tell you something. Who told you benching is to a Zimun? Let me ask you a question. Let's say someone benches on Friday night with a Muslim. Listen carefully, boy, say. And he missed out with saying. All three of them missed out with saying. They finished benching, when there's a missed out with saying, at the bench again. A new Muslim?
No.
Why? The prisoner's not tied to the benching. It's not mum, it's tied to the benching. He's not required to have a drink. What he can do is, the whammy is, this guy's in the middle of benching, and they say, what have you done? What have you done? We're in the middle of the mazumman. So if the case is, the Bible talks about all that bread. If they all have bread, and he decides that he's going to be drinking the benches, he's in Arashi benches, and I said, why aren't you, Moshe? So then, when he finishes the Ali Chasreinu, then he stops there, and they do mazumman. That's interesting.
Why
is it
Arashi Mazumman?
Why is it so late?
We all start.
Yeah, Arashi Mazumman.
There is a minig which is brought down that people have, which many people say is a mistake, actually. And that minig is, I don't know how this minig could be, because I don't know how often this happens in this situation, but the minig is that some people stop the person after has done sakura.
Why do they?
Oh, Moshe, got a question. Moshe wants to know, why do they? Now, lachoy, that's a serious problem, really, because you'll be mustering in the middle of benching. You can't make a mazumah in the middle of benching. So this is a big issue, this. Can you do a mazumah after has done sakura?
Better.
That's why he's under benching officially.
Yeah, well,
yeah, no, Rachman, I mean, that's we must it there. Officially, the fourth block of finishes by Ali Chasreinu. Someone has to speak. I was once eating by Tabba Chokham, actually, and the nice, I was a visitor there. Anyway, I got to Ali Chasreinu. He said, stop. I don't know what he wanted. He says, no. I looked around, I don't know what he's talking about, what do you want? Anyway, he points to the bench. You know that Rachman, you say for an oira, you want me to say there. The Yerotzen, after Ali Chasreinu. So he said, this is a Chiv of the Gemara, Yerotzen. You mustn't say, after you say it here, says to me. So that is really under benching. Ali Chasreinu, don't say that I said you could talk after that. That I didn't say. But if a person forgot to make a mazuman, he benched without making a mazuman. So there, the Chayonim says that a person should make a mazuman, he gets to Ali Chasreinu, and then he can answer. It seems that what you're saying, you two, I don't know how you know this, There's a minig, I don't know where it comes from, there's a minig that people stop the person after Hazan Sakol. And they say that one.
According to you, if you finish benching.
No, you still can do it. I think it's just the earliest you could do it. Right. Yeah, he's right, that's it. I've got to Shemba Islam 18, and he finished benching, can you still do it? So you can also do it. Here's Ali Chasri is the earliest you could do it. Lemaisa, many possibly say that if someone's got a minig to do it after Hazan Sakol, you've got to stop it. At the same one to stop it. And others say that if it's a minute that you've got, I don't know where this minute comes from, how often does it happen?
Many times you've got three of you meeting and he benches. Oh, he forgot, we've got somebody, he forgot.
Many times?
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. The mice are nice, what it was. It's definitely brought down such a thing. Like after Hazan Sakol, it looks like the Chavchila, one should only say after Ali Chasreinu. And another interesting point is this whole shtickl Torah only works if the person who benched had cake or vegetables. Let's say you got two people who had bread, and one of them had cake or vegetables. Right? And one of the people who had bread by mistake benched. So now you've only got two people left, one who had bread, and one who had vegetables or cake. This solution won't work. This solution only works is where the remaining people have had pas. Yeah, this is for the bracha of Hamoit of Mazuman of three. So again, what we said over here, quickly, very quickly, Rabbi Isai, is that the few answers how to get out of not joining in a Mazuman. One is you don't have any bread. Number two is you start the meal before everyone else. Number three was you have das. And number four is you don't finish the same time as everyone else. And then we said now that if someone benched by mistake without realizing, if he gets so you can stop Ali Chasreinu, this third person, and he could then make him a zuma. All right, Rishon. Yeah,